coal oil is lamp oil, some call it. It's all, it's basically coal oil.
Did you ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some coal oil?
Mm-hmm.
How would they do that?
Well, they would, as I recall, they would take the rag and soak it,
mm-hmm.
and twist it around and stuff it down into the bottle.
What would they call that?
Coal oil lamp, I guess I would call it.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
Uh-uh.
Or a torch?
Or a torch. I wouldn't associate that with a torch.
What's a torch?
Oh, this thing is something you hang in your hand.
On a stick or something?
On a stick. And wave it around.
And say,
it'd be soaked in coal oil or rags.
Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes and tells him, now here, what your clothes, here.
Here are your clothes.
And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, you don't need to be scared, I.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Did you ever say I ain't going to hurt you?
Well, that's commonly used, ain't, yeah.
How would you use that?
I'm not going to hurt you. I wouldn't use it as ain't. I don't use it very much, ain't.
How does ain't sound?
Well, it's more susceptible to that, but it used to be called slang.
Mm-hmm. And you were.
But we were taught not to use it.
Say if you were having an argument with someone and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right, you'd say, well, I'm right. What? You say, am I not, or aren't I, or ain't I, or.
Am I not?
And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, I didn't go to town, so it.
It was not me.
And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a.
A swatch, a sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very.
Very pretty.
And the child would
say. Stylish.
Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even.
Prettier.
And something a woman would wear over her dress in the kitchen.
An apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a
safety pen.
And soup you buy comes in a can made out of.
What is this?
Soup comes in a
oh,
can.
Oh, soup! Excuse me. Yeah.
Cans made out of
tin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Sunday go to meeting clothes. Okay. Give us a suit.
If he just bought it, it'd be a brand
new suit.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
Hmm?
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
Well, you had the vest, the trousers, and the coat.
Any other name for trousers?
Slacks, pants.
Is that all the same?
Mm-hmm.
And something a man, a farmer might wear. It's made out of denim and it comes up in front.
Overalls.
Okay. And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, would you run inside and what me my coat?
Bring me my coat.
And so you'd say, so he ran inside and he
bought my coat to me, yeah.
And he'd say, here I have bought you your coat.
Bought you your coat?
And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
was too large.
Or you'd say, I tried on the coat to see how well it
fit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge.
And you'd say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't
shrink.